Hello, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Adrian, calling on a recorded line. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Adrian. I have a new claimant on the line, Latrice Sutton.
Son, perfect. You can go ahead and transfer her over. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Miss Sutton.
Hi.
Hi, Miss Sutton. Again, I'm on a recorded line. My name is Adrian. I'm going to go ahead and ask you a series of questions here. So, Ms. Sutton, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
And Ms. Sutton, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm, correct?
Correct.
And have you or a loved one used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Not 28 years, yes.
So that's a yes, correct? Within the last
Yes.
20 years?
Oh, within the last, yes, I'm sorry.
No worries. Sorry, some of these questions that I will be asking you, a lot of them are repetitive, and a lot of them do like ask the same question just in a different way. So I do
Yes.
apologize for that. So, were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
And what was it? Was it endometrial, uterine, or ovarian?
It's ovarian cancer.
Ovarian. I'm very sorry to hear that, first of all, Ms. Sutton. And do you know by chance the subtype of ovarian cancer?
Severe ovarian cancer.
Let's see. You said, sorry, can you repeat that one more time?
Severe, SEROUS, ovarian cancer. Probably not saying it right.
No worries. I found it here. So ovarian cancer, and then severe ovarian cancer. I have it here, but it's asking for the ovarian cancer subtype. Do you know if it was like carcinoma, tumors, clear
No.
cell carcinoma, epithelial tumors.
No. That I don't know of.
You don't remember the subtype. That's okay. I don't have to
No.
put the
I
subtype
don't.
here. No worries. And who's filing this claim? Yourself?
Yes.
And then, when were you diagnosed with cancer?
I was diagnosed October 24th, 2023.
I have 10/24/2023, is that correct? And then who, what is your diagnosing doctor's name?
Her name was Jennifer Brooks.
Jennifer Brooks, and would that be JENNIFER?
Yes, her
And
name's
then
Brooks.
Brooks, sorry, go ahead.
No, BROOKS.
Perfect. And then, what age were you when diagnosed with cancer?
That was just 2023, 2024. Last year, I was 29.
29. And what do you happen to know the diagnosing doctor's address?
The hospital address, yes.
Yes.
800 West Randall Mill Road in Arlington, Texas, 76012.
I have 800 West, and then what was the rest?
Randall, ARA. RANDOL, sorry.
No worries,
Mill,
Randall.
Mill, Mill, and then
Perfect,
Road.
I found it here. So I have 800 West Randall Mill Road, Arlington, Texas. Zip code is 76012. Is that correct? Perfect. Thank you for that confirmation. And then, do you happen to know her phone number by any chance?
Oh, that I don't.
You don't. Let's see.
It's not on my.
Would it happen to be Texas Health Arlington Memorial Hospital? Okay, so I believe I found it because with the address that you provided me, it showed Texas Health Arlington Memorial Hospital, and I found the number here. So, want me to go ahead and put it here that Google provided me?
Yes, that's fine. Should ring to her.
And then, I have here this question. Do you currently live or were you diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No.
Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer? So this is a yes or no question here.
Yes, I use it 3 or 4 times.
Okay. And then on an average of how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis? You said.
I stopped after I found hair loss.
Okay. And on an average of how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis? So how many years, or sorry, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer is pretty much what it's asking.
I did it for 8 years, but I had used it 3 or 4 times a month
3 or 4
before
times.
this.
Okay. Okay, yeah, so prior to your diagnosis, so 3 to 4 times a month. So a year. Do you wanna go ahead and put since there's 12 months in a year, if you use it 3, that's 36. Do you want to go ahead and put 36? That means you would be using it 3 times a month. Or do you want to say
Yeah,
four?
I actually used it 3 times a month. We could put 4. Yeah, 4, that's fine. It was 3 to 4 times.
Yeah, so 3 to 4 times a month. So that means it would be 36 times per year. So would you want me to go ahead and put 3 or 4 so I could do, so I can.
3 is fine.
Okay. So 36 times per year, or yeah, 36 times per year. Would you say that's correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And what facility were you diagnosed with cancer?
What facility?
Yes, I believe I said it earlier. Was I right? Was it the Texas Health Arlington Memorial Hospital? Perfect. Thank you for that confirmation. And let's see. And then, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And what is your date of birth?
07/04/1994.
I have July 4th of 1994. Is that correct?
Yes, July 4th.
July 4th, 1994. Perfect. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome? Did you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that also used hair relaxers by any chance?
No.
And how old were you when you first started using hair relaxer?
At a young age, I started in 2015. What was that like? 15?
2015, that was 9 years ago.
Yeah, 9 years. And I'm
Okay.
30. 20.
21. Okay. So you were 21 when you first started using hair relaxer. And what state did you use hair relaxer in?
In Kansas.
Kansas. And then when did you start using hair relaxer? Approximately when, what was that date to your best estimate? When did you first start?
That first started in,
you said you were 21.
July 15th.
July 15th.
Of 2015.
So I have 7/15/2015. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then when did you stop using hair relaxer?
October 10th, 2023.
And then just to confirm, I have when you started using hair relaxer, I have 7/15/2015, and when you stopped using hair relaxer, I have 10/10/2023. Is that correct?
Yes.
How often did you use slash apply these products? Weekly, monthly, or four times a year? I believe you said it was monthly. Correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, you see a lot of these questions are a little bit repetitive.
Yeah.
And then how many consecutive years did you use hair relaxer products for?
8 years.
8 years. Mm-hmm. And did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Both.
Both?
Mm-hmm.
And it's saying here, if the chemical hair straightening process was done at home, where did you purchase the product from?
The beauty supply store.
Beauty supply store. Do you remember where what it was called?
I think it's called Star Beauty, if they still have it, or it's called Bunnies.
It's called, sorry, what was it called?
It's called Bunny.
Bunny?
Yes.
And that's B-U-N-N-Y,
Bunny. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Bunnies, and then, which is a beauty supply store, and then it says, mm-hmm. if the process was done professionally, please provide the salon name, address, and phone number, if you remember it. If not...
Ooh. Yeah, no. I think they already closed down.
Okay, so they closed down?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and put store closed down. Store closed down. And then, do you currently use any hair relaxer products?
No.
No.
I have a wig on.
Oh, I see. And again, I'm very sorry to hear with everything that, you know, due to hair relaxer, you know, a lot of people didn't even know, I didn't even know, to be honest, that hair relaxer, you know, could cause serious ailments, you know, cancers,
yeah.
Really. You know, nobody knows that. A lot of people, you know,
mm-hmm.
nobody knew, and nobody says it, doesn't say on the product anywhere or anything like that.
Nobody reading closely anyway.
Yeah, and it's sad too, and...
yeah.
But do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
No, they're all gone.
No, no worries. And which brand name products have you used?
I just stayed using Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely. Okay.
Yes.
And what time frame did you use each product? Or what time frame did you use Dark and Lovely? What, like, from what year to what year?
What year to what year? I've been using it for 8 years.
And what years were those through? What was that time frame?
July through October.
What was the year, sorry? The years, the year time frame.
Starting from 2015, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 21, 22, 23.
Okay, so 2015 to 2023, correct?
Okay, yeah. Yes.
Okay, thank you for that confirmation. Soft, dark, and lovely. And then, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? Yes or no?
No. Wait, started like as me using the product?
Yeah, so did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
At least a year, yes.
Yes, and then have there been periods that hair relaxer use was stopped? Yes or no?
It was stopped in October to be well October 10th. Oh yeah, sorry.
Okay, no worries. So it was a
I forgot it
yes.
was yes or no.
No
Yes, it's a yes.
worries. A little bit of a little period of stoppage. So and then when did you first become aware that the link between hair relaxers and your diagnosis? What was that date? When did you first become aware of the link between your hair relaxers and your diagnosis?
When that has to been I had to been on the 10th of October. That's when I stopped using that product. But between then, I think it was like October 1st
Okay.
is when my hair completely fell.
I see. So when you first became aware of the link between hair relaxers and your diagnosis was 10-1 of 2023, is that correct?
Yeah.
And what type of treatment did you receive?
Chemotherapy, pain medication, partial hysterectomy. I had an infection on my ovary.
I see. I'm very sorry to hear that.
You're fine.
I'm just writing everything here on the notes
No,
just
you're
so.
fine.
And then, what is your treating doctor's name? Is it the same as your diagnosing doctor, or do you have a different treating doctor?
No, it's the same doctor.
Same one. Okay. So let me go ahead. And that's Dr. Jennifer Brooks, correct? And what was that treatment date?
I got treated October 31st of 2023. Oh, 10/31/23.
Perfect. I have 10/31/23, and then same address and everything.
Yes.
And then your main injury or medical problem would be that you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, is that correct?
Yes.
Ovarian cancer. And then what pre-existing conditions did slash does do you have? Do you have diabetes, previous cancers, obesity, etc.? Any pre-existing conditions?
No, the only ones I have is the abdominal bloating, the weight loss, and irregular periods.
Have weight loss, regular periods. Can you say that? Last one more time, please.
Abdominal bloating,
Thank you. I'm just trying to put everything here so it could help you
No problem.
and your case easier and better for you. And Miss Sutton, can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please?
A female.
And what is your marital status?
Single.
And what is your ethnicity?
Black.
And what is your height?
5'6".
5'6". And your weight at time of diagnosis?
I was 131. Well,
131.
148. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
148.
148.
Okay,
I
so I have
weigh
5'6", 148. And can I get your first and last name from you, please?
Latrice Sutton, Latrece, and the last name Sutton, Sutton.
Thank you for that. And then just to confirm, I have Latrice, which is Latrece, and Sutton, Sutton. Is that correct?
Yes.
And do you have a suffix by any chance in your
No.
name? And then, what is the profession of the injured party? What is your profession?
Profession.
Yes, like your occupation, profession, what do you do? Pretty much like what do you do for a living?
Oh, I just stay home.
Okay. And then what is your social security number?
It's 511
Mm-hmm.
110551.
I have 511110551. Perfect. And do you have health insurance coverage?
No.
No. And a primary contact email, would it be Trey, TRAT, the letter T, or sorry, Trey Tai. So let me just pronounce the whole thing. Sorry about that. It is TRETYSUTTON 13 at gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes, Tracy.
Treaty. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And your primary phone number, would it be 817-376-7744?
Yes.
And would that be your primary mobile phone number?
Yeah.
And the best time of day for the attorneys to reach you, would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning or afternoon?
Okay, morning. So would you like me to go ahead and put morning or afternoon?
Yes. Oh, you can put afternoon. Fine.
Okay, morning or afternoon, sorry. And then what is
Yes,
your
sir.
primary full address?
1610 Hill Street.
Heal
And
Street.
apartment. Yeah, Hill Street. And then, I'm sorry, Grand Prairie, Texas. 75050.
And do you have an apartment number, building?
4416.
Apartment number 4416, you said?
16.
Sorry, you said apartment number 16?
Yes.
Okay, so just to confirm, I have 1610 Hill Street, apartment number 16, Grand Prairie, Dallas County, in Texas. Zip code is
Yes.
75050. Thank you for that confirmation. And then, do you have documentary support for your date of diagnosis? Like
Yes.
medical records? Okay, perfect. And do you have copy of the medical records for the injured party?
Yes, it's at the hospital, though.
At the hospital? Okay. And can you provide these medical records by mail or electronically? Or both?
Both.
And we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So, is there anyone you'd like me to go ahead and put for an emergency contact?
Let me see. Yeah, that's fine. Let me get
No worries. And do you
her.
live with this person? Sorry,
No.
you said no?
No. I'm
No?
the
Okay.
only one that's basically out here.
Okay, no
It's
worries.
my mom's number.
Mom?
You just put Atway, Atway.
Atway.
W. Yes, that way.
Atway. And what is her phone number?
It's 256-908-1004.
I have Atway at 256-908-1004. And that is your mother, correct? Thank you for that confirmation. And then I'm going to go ahead and just double check everything on the agreement that I have everything correct with you before I send it over to you via email and text message. And then I'm going to go over the DocuSign with you step by step if you need assistance. But it should only take about a minute, depending on how fast you are on doing that. But let me go ahead and just confirm everything that I have everything here correctly with you before I do so. So I have Latrice Sutton, that's Latrece Sutton, Sutton. And then I have street address as 1610 Hill Street, Grand Prairie, Texas, 75050. And then I have the telephone number at 817 376-7744. Email address is treytsutton13@gmail.com. Date of birth is July 4th of 1994, and social security number is 511-110551. Is that correct?
Yes. That's correct. Sorry.
Thank you for confirming everything with me. So perfect. I have everything here. So let me go ahead and send this over to you again via email and text message. So I just want to go ahead and send that over to you via email and text message. So let me know when you have that. And go ahead and put me on speakerphone if you haven't already, and then open that text message up and click the link that's inside that text message. So then go ahead and click that link. It'll redirect you to a new DocuSign webpage. Then once that DocuSign webpage opens up, please click the yellow continue button at the bottom right of your screen. And you may also have to click a yes button to allow consent or check a box that says I agree to use electronic records and signature. Then continue. And then at the top right of the page, you'll see a yellow start button. Go ahead and click it and it'll direct you to your first signature field. The small yellow box, please click it and it'll prompt you to draw your signature with your finger and hit adopt and sign. Just make sure your signature is inside the margins, inside the box, and go ahead and hit the yellow next button at the top right of the page and it'll lead you through everywhere to tap so your signature goes on those fields. And then once you get to the initial fields, it'll have you draw your initials, then tap on all the initial fields to input your initials on all the required sections. And then
Okay.
Once you go ahead and do all that, at the once you go back to the top right of the screen, the yellow box should say finish. If it says next, you may have skipped something, so you can go ahead and click it, and it'll direct you to your signature that you missed. But
Okay,
if
I
it says
see.
finished, you can go ahead and click finished, and it'll say that you have submitted it, and I'll go ahead and double check on my end of things to see if you did complete it.
Okay. You finished.
Perfect. So it does say you did complete it, correct? Perfect. Yeah. So it does say that you have completed it on my end as well. Within the next 48 hours, the assigned law firm that you've been assigned to, one of the attorneys will be calling you within the next 48 hours. So, please be on the lookout for their number. I will be texting you within the next minute as well, sending you my point of contact. So if you have any questions, concerns, please feel free and contact me as well. I would be, happy to assist you as well. But from now on, you will be passed down to the law firm. So if you have any questions, concerns, or would like an update on your case, please feel free and contact them. But other than that, I do want to thank you so much for your time, Ms. Sutton. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
It was nice to meet you.
Of course, and thank you, Ms. Sutton. Again,
Thank you.
I'll be sending you a text message right now. But other than that, I really do hope you have a great rest of your day, okay?
Okay, thank you, you too.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.